Hi, everyone. This is Kevin. This is Wednesday, June 10th, and as of the taping of this podcast on late Wednesday afternoon, I have to report we have one new case of COVID-19 at Electric Boat. The individual works at Quonset Point in Department 914 in the Columbia AFC building. And this individual's last day of work was June 8th, and they were tested today on June 10th. So this marks the first case in almost 2 weeks, indicating a pretty dramatic reduction in the case rate here at Electric Boat. So today I'm joined by Joe Drake, EB's Vice President in charge of our Facilities Master Plan, or FMP. This week we're announcing that EB signed a contract for $544 million with the company AECOM to complete construction of the South Yard Assembly Building here in Groton. This building, along with other work already underway, is the largest facility expansion at Groton in 50 years, and we're also investing significantly in our new facilities at Quonset Point, and we'll talk about that. This is important, and I want you to know about it because it demonstrates a level of commitment by General Dynamics and the Navy to sustain EB as the world's premier submarine builder, something we can all be proud of and obviously need to live up to. So I thought it'd be helpful if we could spend a few minutes today talking to Joe for a high-level overview of the facilities we're working on to get ready for the Columbia program. So, Joe, you're new to EB, but you're not new to General Dynamics. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. Great to be here. I've been in the commercial real estate development business for over 35 years. From 1984 to 2006, I led development teams in the design and construction of over 5.5 million square feet of office, industrial, educational, and religious facilities, plus an additional 5 million square feet of interior improvements, primarily in the Washington, D.C. metro area. In 2007, I joined Gulfstream, a General Dynamics company, as Director of Real Estate. I was responsible for their Facilities Master Plan 1. And in 2013, I was promoted to Vice President for Real Estate and Facilities. While at Gulfstream, our organization was responsible for the design and renovation and construction of over 4 million square feet of new manufacturing, service center, office, and R&D facilities, primarily in Savannah, but also around the United States, Mexico, and in the UK. We were also responsible for maintaining and lease administration for over 6 million square feet of facilities, including ground support equipment and automated manufacturing tools, maintenance, and service. In 2017, I was asked to assist corporate in the design and construction of General Dynamics' new headquarters in Reston, Virginia. That project was completed last year on schedule and under budget.
Thanks, Joe. So when I learned we had an opportunity to get your expertise here, of course, I jumped at it, and I'm glad to have you on the team.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about the new buildings. These are pretty exciting. We've brought some new buildings on at Quonset Point. Let's talk a little bit about those buildings and give us a sense for how much space we're talking about and why we're doing it.
Thanks, Kevin. We have an exciting month this month. We have a couple of large buildings coming in onto line at Quonset Point. First building, 9B, is to be delivered around June 30th. It will complete the 9A, 9B complex, about 350,000 square feet of new manufacturing space that represents about 8 acres. If you think about 8 acres, that's a pretty massive area of land that we're covering. It will take care of our assembly and outfitting for the support of the Virginia and Columbia programs. Also, at the same time, we will be delivering our coating facilities. That facility will be augmenting our existing facilities to provide the additional throughput that's required as we go forward with the construction of the Columbia submarine. In addition to that, we've just started AFC-2, the automated frame and cylinder facility. That started this March. It is running about 2 weeks ahead of schedule, and we anticipate delivery of that facility in May of next year. Concurrently, we're also designing a new heavy lift and pier facility to support the transfer of the modules from Quonset Point to Groton on the Holland. The Holland's our new ocean transport barge that will be delivered next August.
Thanks, Joe. There's quite a bit going on there, and every time I go to Quonset, when you head down the road and you look at what's on the horizon, you can't help but be amazed at the size of the buildings, and what that indicates is just how much space we're going to need as the work increases. So an awful lot of work going on, and all of it progressing to our plan right now. Let's take a minute and shift to Groton. So we broke ground on the South Yard Assembly Building this past September. Let's talk a little bit about that at a high level. Talk about major milestones, why this project is so challenging, and when we can expect our folks to start moving into the new building, and when we'll start working on Columbia.
So this is a unique project, and it's a great project. Most people in my profession would jump at this type of project. It's one of the reasons why I am here at Electric Boat. It's highly complex. In primarily because we're building a building primarily over water. 75% of it, the foundations go below the waves, if you will, significantly deep, and that requires us to do some major engineering and design work along with the construction work. It's been a little bit of a tough slog, but we're getting through it really well. We got about 50% of the drill piers are already in place. These piers will support the deck of the building and then the building itself. Installation of precast beams and decking will commence in early August, and we expect the entire deck to be complete in the first quarter of 2021. Erection of the steel, which is what everybody will probably be looking for, because right now everything's going underwater, now the steel comes above, will start late in March and will be completed by the end of 2021 and will be weather tight in early 2022. We anticipate the building be completed in January of 23, with first use anticipated in June of the same year. So the South Yard Assembly Building is where we're going to build the Columbia. We anticipate modules will start being delivered in June and of 2023, and the submarine will be delivered, 2024, I believe?
Actually, 2027 before we deliver, but a lot of work going on in the building starting right away, and as soon as we can get that building done in 2023 and 2024. You know, you and I spent some time walking at that facility and watching it come together, and it amazes me to see some of the technology brought to bear in drilling into the rock that is below the Thames River here, and making that thing stand up for what will probably be at least 100 years worth of submarine construction. So very, very exciting to watch that thing come together, and I've learned a lot about civil engineering I frankly never knew before. So appreciate that. I want to say thanks to you for your description. I think what we'll do, too, on the website, and be sure to look for it, we've got some recent shots that show exactly what we're doing with some of the piers and how that is progressing. So we'll make sure we post some of that online so you guys can take a look at it. I know it's hard to see from various parts of the facility. You got to be pretty much right up on it to really appreciate the size and complexity of it. But we've got some really good drone shots that give you a sense of just how big that foundation for that building is going to be. So, Joe, I want to say thanks. It's great to have you on this team. I mean that sincerely. And our facilities are coming together. We're performing very well from a performance to budget and schedule perspective. And I'd like to thank you and your team for the work they've done in helping keep our neighbors informed and keep everybody involved with these projects safe.
Well, thank you, Kevin, and thank you for the opportunity to work with you and Electric Boat.
All right, until next time, signing off. We'll talk with you soon. Thank you.